The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen, ve'amen.
Daf Tzadivav. Today's daf is being studied. Le'ayin Nishmat, Marat Zekenati, Yafa Batzara, Ve'lo Nishmat, Be'Abraham Ben Esther. Hashem Tanihem began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied in Fuash Imam Hashem Mendina. In the Fanalor of the Nefesh of the Guf. Rufu Atok Raman Abov Echenya Rasul Raman. Amen. We begin today's daf on Sadi Vav Amudishom. And we are one line before they get wide. Two lines before they get wide. Amarava Gazal Vishbiyah. Okay, he stole an item. Vishbiyah, and then he appreciated it. Grew wool, got pregnant. Umachar, and he sold it. Vigazal, vishbiyah, or he stole an item, it appreciated. Vihurish, and he was murish to his children. Ma shehishbiyah, machar. Ma shehishbiyah, hurish. Whatever it appreciated is sold, whatever is appreciated is inherited. What does it mean? Does she? V'shakil lokeyach mehsa o shalish o rabia v'ken yoresh. Whatever advantage the gazlan had, so the one that he sells it to also has the similar advantage. We learned on yesterday's daf that according to the Bishimon, the gazlan benefits that Shinui is kone, so he's kone the shevach, and the halakha says that the nigzal has to give the gazlan half of the product, which means the gazlan has to pay back the animal that he stole, what it was worth, sha'at gezela, what it was worth. However, since he worked on being mashbiach the animal, Bishimon compared it to a case where people used to hire workers to mashbiach the animals, to grow the wheat, to grow the shearings, to get the animal pregnant. So therefore, he gets half of the product for himself, the gazlan that is. So similarly over here, whatever advantage the gazlan has, the one that he sells it to also gets the same advantage. And therefore he'll get half of the shevach, or a quarter of it, or a third of it, whatever the minhag of the Medina is. That's one interpretation. Ina on the Yoresh also. So basically it's saying, whatever advantage the gazlan has, after he steals it, and he's mashbiach it, whoever he sells it to has the same advantage. Whoever he's Yoresh it to, Moresh it to, has the same advantage. Ina mera, she says, kul shevcha. Or it's going like the opinion of the Mishnah that said that whatever the gazlan is mashbiach, he gets to keep it all because of the takarat shavim. That we want to make it easy for people to make the shuva. Therefore, we had a shita in the Mishnah that said that if a guy steals and he's mashbiach the animal, he gets to keep the animal, and we don't make him pay back, because if you're going to make him pay back, he's going to not pay back, and it's not going to be very difficult to make the shuva. So whatever advantage the gazlan has when it comes to that, the same takana applies to the one that he sold it to, and the same applies to the one that he was morish the animal to. Now you have to say that we must be talking about over here where the original owner did not make yi'ush. Because if the original owner made yi'ush, so then you have yi'ush and shinui deshut. And the yi'ush and the shinui deshut is kone automatically. So you have to say the case is talking about where there was no Yehush over here, just a Shinui Deshut, which is not Koneh alone, therefore it's still considered Gezelah. So the Hadush is that the Gazlan gives over whatever rights that he had in this Gezelah to the to the one that he transfers it to. Comes the Gemara and continues. Gemara says, Ba'e Rava, first white line, Hishbiyah Lokeyah Mahu. Which means the Gazlan stole the item. He didn't change it. It stayed as it is. He sold it to the next guy. The next guy now was Mashbiyah it. He enhanced it. So the question is, if you say that whatever the Gazlan had, he transferred, well, he didn't have the Shiva in this case over here. It was the Lokeya has it. What do you say? No, well, the second guy is the Gazlan now, the Lokeya, and whatever he does, he has the same advantages of a regular Gazlan. Batad bebaya adat pashta. Ma machar ishon nasheni, ko zechut shetavo liyado. Which means, what did the Gazlan really sell? Any zechuyot that will come to him. Which means, the Lokeya takes the place of the Gazlan. And just like if the Gazlan had it, and there was a Shevach, he would receive half of it, because of the Din of Rabbi Shimon. So similarly, when he sells it, he sells all the rights that potentially he would have had. And therefore, he benefits from it. Therefore, the Lokeyach, if he's Mashbiyah, of course he'll have to return it back, but he will get half of the shearings for himself. Or he won't have to pay it all, according to the Mishnah Tekanat. So that's that din. Now we go to the next case. Ba'ir Ava Hishbiyah Oved Kochavim Mahu. Okay, let's say a goy stole something, and the goy was Mashbiyah it. So how do we deal with his Shevach? Amar Rav Hamad Ifti Ravina Takanta Leovde Kochavim Niku Ven Avud. What do you want to make? A takana for goyim? Which means, this takana that we made over here, either takana to shavim, that doesn't have to pay back, it's takana for Jews. We're not going to make a takana for goyim, which sounds like what? The goyim will have to pay back everything. There's no such thing as him being koneh the whole sheva. Amar le, lo tzericha, no, the case is talking about, kegon, dezebne li Yisrael. The goy, after he stole it, sold it to Israel. Sof sof, haba mahmat oved kochavim, hareu ki oved kochavim. What's the difference if he sold it to Israel? He cannot sell him more rights than he would have himself. And just like he would have to return the whole thing, so the one that he sold it to has to return the whole thing. Lo tzericha kegon de gazal Israel. The case is talking about where Israel stole the item, the animal. Vizavne nihala vishbiha. And he sold it to a goy, and the goy was mashbiach the animal. Vishbiha ovet kochavim, v'hadar ovet kochavim v'zamna liYisrael. And then the goy went in turn and sold it back to a Israel. May miyamrinan kevan de miikara Israel v'hadar Israel adi rabbanan takanta. Do you say since it started off by Israel and ended by Israel, so the regular takanat hashavim applies? Or dilma kevan de ikar ovet kochavim be'emsa. No, or maybe since there's a goy in the middle, so maybe the rabbis did not make a takana in such a case. Tiku, the Gemara says, Tiku, we have to wait for Eliyahu Hanabi. Amara Papa. Hayman de Gazal Diklam Mehabre. Guy stole a palm tree, a date tree from his friend. He killed it. How did he kill it? He uprooted it. He uprooted it from the ground. Wow. Even though he grabbed it, he took it from the Nigzal's field, and he put it in his own field. Lo kaneh. He's not koneh. Why? You have a shinui. So Gemara says, my tama meikara dikla mikri. Still called a palm tree. Shinui Hashem, you don't have over here. What's the difference if it was a palm tree in this guy's field or palm tree in that guy's field? And I guess it seems that we don't have a Shinui Maaseh over here. The uprooting of the tree and just planting it somewhere else is not considered a Shinui in the tree itself. Tosfot says that. the gazal dekla vekatav agav the gazal beema vekatle kani. If you steal an animal and you kill it, that's a shinui. So the animal was alive, now it's dead. Hatam avi shinui de minkar tefe. That's a more noticeable shinui. But you just take a dekla, uproot it. No, you killed it temporarily. If that's not considered shinui, you don't see anything changed in the actual tree itself, and you replant it. Shinui Hashem, you don't have. It's called a dekla. It's called a dekla now. So the gazan is not koneh. He has to return the actual tree itself. Comes the Gemara, gives another case. Dekla, he sold a palm tree. Ve'avid gube.
Logs.
Ah, he made logs out of it. Lo kane. Not kone either. I thought, now why not? Hashtamia gube de dekla mikri. Because it's still called logs of a palm tree. And why is that not considered a shinui? Maase, do that as she please. Chufya is a broom. Shebo mechabedim et habayit. You sweep the house with it. V'chole kol hutza l'shnayim. You to split each leaf into two. So lo hadra. You cannot revert it back to its original state. Very good. Comes Gemara and says, Ba'er rav papa. Nechleka atiyomet. Mahu. So what's that?
Twin leaf. The middle leaf.
The middle leaf, the top leaf, the tiyomet of the lulav, got split. He stole it and he split it. So the question is, he's koneh with that. So Gemara says, Tashemad Amar Rabbi Matun, Amar Rabbi Yosef ben Levi, Nitla ha-tiyomet pasul. If you have a lulav and the tiyomet got cut, so it is pasul. No good. So the Gemara says, My lav, hu adin l'nechleka. Gemara is assuming there's no difference if the top part of the lulav, the tiyomet, got cut or it got split. Chaura, it's not a kasher lulav anymore. Therefore, it's considered a shinui, and therefore, it should be koneh. So Gemara says, "Lo nitla shani da hasela." Right? Nitla is different because when it's nitla, it's missing something. Nechleka is just split, so it could be it's kasher. So you have no ra'ayah to say that nechleka is considered a shinui. Nitla could be a shinui, but not necessarily nechleka. Ika de amre, tashema damar bi matun. Amar bi Yosho ben Nevi, nechleka tiyomet. Naasa kemi shenitla upasush. So according to this version, when the tiyomet splits, it's as if it got cut, and therefore the love is pasul, therefore it's considered a shinui, therefore... The gazlan is kone Amar Rav Papa. Hai man de gazal afra mehavre. So what did the guy steal? Dirt? Afar, earth. Ve'avde libinta. And he congealed it. And he made out of it a brick. Lo kani. Why not? My tama. The adar meshave le afra. So I guess you can grind the brick up and you can turn it back into afar. And so it goes back to its original way. So that's a shinui, that's hozer. And a shinui that's hozer is not kone. Libinta ve'avde afra. You went the other way. You stole a brick and you made it into afar. Kane. In that case, you're kone with the shinui. That is a shinui that's not hozer. My amart, what are you going to say? Dilma adar va'avide libinta? What are you going to say? Well, I'll make it back into a brick. Hay libinta aharitihi. Upanim hadashot ba'ulekan. It's a new brick. It's not the brick that you stole. So therefore, he steals a brick. There was a brick over here. When you break it up into the afar now, you say, oh, that's not nothing. That's not a shinui. I can revert it back into a new brick. And that's the pasha. That's a new brick. It's not the same brick that you stole. So therefore, it's considered a shinui. And then what the gazlan is, koneh. It's a different item. Okay, look at the sheet, the second line. Panim hadashot ba'u lekan. New face came here. Lo zu hi levena rishona. It's not the first brick that he stole. Ela zu levena acheret. He's a new process done to it. You see this pattern, Rashi? Can never be the same. Can never make the second brick exactly like the first brick was. It's either bigger, it's either smaller. So it's really a new brick. It's not exactly the same item. It's like you have an item where you untie it and you retie it again, and it's the same exact thing. Here you're recreating something new. You cannot really make it perfect exactly. Therefore, he is indeed kone. Ve'amara papa. Hayman de gazal naska mechavre. What did he steal? A bar of
silver.
Ve'avid zuze, and he made coins. Okay. Naska, she says, plata shel kesef. Plate of silver. So what did he do? He made coins out of it. Lo kane. Why not? My tama. Hadar avidu naska. I guess you can melt it back down again and make it back into the plate of silver. Zuzev avdinu naska. But if you stole coins and you made it into naska, into the silver, kane. My amart. What are you going to say? Hadar avid lehu zuzev. What do you mean? It goes back. You can revert it back into zuzev. Parim hadashot ba'u lekan. Like we said earlier, it's a new item, new coins. That she says, Hadar avidu naska im yirtze. Right, in the first case, you stole naska, you made coins out of it, not a shinui. You can always go back and make it a plate. Vishinui achozer b'riyato. It's a shinui that goes back to its original way. V'achalek alamar parim hadashot. Exactly. When it comes to a plate, it might not be the exact same shape, but it's the same weight of it. When it comes to a plate of silver, all you care about is the weight of it. You don't care about the shape. So therefore, that's not considered a shinui. I stole a plate that was perfectly rectangular. I melted it down, I made it into coins. That's not a shinui, because I could always go back and make it into a plate, even though it might not be the exact same shape. When it comes to plate, people don't care about the shape, they just care about the weight of it. The size of it is the same size, basically. But shake in the opposite case, where I stole coins, now I put it back into a plate, so, well, we can make it back into coins. Well, you cannot make this coin the exact same size. Well, coins is enough coming out of the size of the coin. The coin makes a change in the value. Now you make a bigger, you can never make the exact same size in the coin. Not as round, not as big, it's not as small. So panim hadashot avdi leka. Okay. Shekime ve'avdinu hadte. Right, shekime is tarnished coins. Blackened the coins already. So what did he do? He polished them. What did he do? He put them in the fire. And he made them shiny, made them new. Well, he sanded them down a little to make them nice. So the din, and she says, Shechimeh, Shechonin, Kenyish, and all black coins. V'avdei hateh, Shelibna. He made them white. Lo kaneh. Because what's going to happen? It's going to go back to its old way anyway. It's going to get blackened anyway. Hateh, but if they were white coins, clean coins, V'avdinu Shechimeh, and you made them black, kaneh. My amart. Hadar avid lehu hateh. What are you going to say? That he can just always make them white again? It could go back to its original way? No. He'll always have some remnants of the blackening. You can never polish it 100%. So therefore, you'll never be able to bring it back to its original way. Therefore, he is kone. Zeh kelal. Okay, back to the Mishnah. We had a rule from the Mishnah. Kol ha-gazlanin mishalmin kish'at ha-gezela. Which means they stole an item. In all the cases of the Mishnah, if you remember, when he made a shinui. Shinui was significant. He's koneh. And he has to pay back whatever the value was at the time of the gezela. So the Gemara is going to ask a question. You tell me all cases in the Mishnah. What do you have to make a klal for? We can figure out the klal from the cases of the Mishnah. Whenever the Mishnah makes a rule out of something, that's because it's coming to teach me a new case. So the Gemara says, Latuyemai. What is the klal coming to include? What do we need that case of the klal for? So the Gemara says, Latuye hadamar bi il'a ganav taleh v'na'asa ayil. It just grew. You stole a sheep, and just over the course of time, it matured into a ram. Egel v'na'asa shor. Same thing, you stole a calf, and it matured into a bull. Na'asa shinui b'yado v'kena'o. Even though the shinui was memela, even though the shinui happened by itself, he's konet. Nashi lachen. Lekach, di'im tabach u'macha shelo utobeh, shelo mocher. V'mishlem el ha'kefel. Right? Nafkamina, after it matured into a shor, and you slaughtered it, you would not have to pay 4 and 5. Because shelo utobeh, shelo mocher. You would only have to pay kefel. So the hadush is, even a shinui like that, that we really didn't do anything. It just changed by itself. And the Gemara says, tabach u'machar, shelo utobeh. Shelo hu mocher. Okay, well, that is the chidush. Ha'u gabra de gazal padna de tore mechavre. What do you say? He stole a pair of oxen. Padna is a pair. That she's a targum shel tzemet bakar, like padan aram. There were two arams. Right, there was Aram Naharaim and Aram Soba, that she says. That's why they called the Arams Padan Aram, because there were pairs of Arams, two Arams. So therefore you stole a pair of oxen from his friend. Azal Karav Behu Kharba, Zara Behu Zara. So what did he do? He plowed with the oxen, and I guess he seeded his field with them. He used them, he worked them. Nesof, adirinu lemare. The end, after he used them, he returned them back to his friend. Atar kevet Rav Nachman. Well, he felt, what do you mean? You stole it, you used it. I want to get compensated for the usage. Amalehu, zilu, shumu shimcha de ashbach. Which means, go see the enhancement that your shvarim did to this guy's field. And therefore, he has to pay for the sheva of the field as a result of the animals. Amar le Rava, ture ashbach, ara lo ashbach, which means only the oxen created the sheva, but the field didn't create the sheva as well. Which means it's not all the oxen that created the enhancement to the field. You can't say that the field had nothing to do with it. Therefore, you can't just calculate all the enhancement to the shor. The field also, you have to read that rhetorically. Tore ashbach, ara lo ashbach. Amar mika amina neshaymini kule. Did I tell you to calculate the whole sheva? I didn't say the whole sheva. Palga kamina. I meant to say that you should check half of it. Let the gazlan pay half of the sheva. Okay. Amale sof sof gezelahu vekahadra beira. What do you want? I return the item. And we learned in the Mishnah, Ditnan, kol gezlanim mishalmin kishat gezela. What sounds like whatever the shevach was there, the gezlan keeps the shevach. That was the din of the Mishnah. Either words, because takarat the shavim or whatever you're going to say. So what are you making me pay now for the shevach of the field? Mishnah said, you just pay back according to the time of the gezera. Amale lo amina lach ki yativna bedina lo tema lemidi. So Rav Nachman tells Rava, didn't I tell you already, when I'm sitting in judgment, don't talk to me, don't tell me anything. Da amar huna havrin alai, huna said, ana v'shevor malka ahe bedina. Well, he says, me and the king, Shvor, that was a nickname that they used to call Shemuel, we're brothers, which means just like Shemuel was an expert in monetary cases, and nobody would ever suspect Shemuel for making a mistake in Dinei Mamonot, says, what are you interrupting me? Huna said that me and Shemuel are like brothers, which means if I said a halakha, it is what it is, I know what I'm talking about. She says, Shemuel, Achi Bedina, Hai Inish Gazlana Atikahu Ubeina Deknese. This guy over here has a record. Now, I know what I'm talking about. This guy over here is known that he steals oxen He uses it on his field, and he overturns it. This guy over here, we have to give him a knas in order to teach him a lesson to deter him from doing this. So therefore, Beti can make their own knasot over, you see. Even this was even in Chutz La'aretz, and that's what he did.